Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Why is that? Because we have got something really cool for everybody out there today. First of all, one of the things that I love that we do is for the Dr. Pat Show, many of you may or may not know that, you know, the show that I do is the Dr. Pat Show. It's one of them. Then, of course, there's Power Up. Then, of course, there's Lime Talk Radio, which I do with Dr. Darvish and Dr. Ronnie. But outside of that, there is the network we started, the Transformation Network. And one of the channels is Transformation Talk Radio. But in that venue, I get to meet the most incredible people, absolutely incredible. And today, and you're going to hear us do more and more of this. Today is where we feature two of our fantastic shows on the network. You know, one of them, Erica Sullivan, is joining me here today because when you hear her in a minute, you may recognize who she is and what she does. But more than any of that, you know, as an intuitive spiritual life coach, much more, someone that is so absolutely grounded in the energy of life. We're going to hear about what her one-on-one private coaching is about. But beyond all of that, you know, what is it that she has created in a way that helps us understand how to see ourselves, how to see who we are in a new light? Today, we are going to kick it up with working how to work with energy, right? And I love this because I never got this, Benny. I never got the idea of goals, how to achieve a goal, right? I could never quite get the goal thing. And the reason I couldn't get it is whether it was playing the ping pong or Benny and I play softball back in the day or my work, I didn't understand why we would have to set these goals and get to this goal before this goal. I never understood that because I wanted to get from here to there. And if I had to go through five different places, it never made sense to me. So today we're going to talk about energy. The other thing that Olivia discovered along the way, and I can't wait to talk with Ulrika about this, was these beautiful bracelets. And I want to talk to her about those because here's the thing I know. Benny, I broke my table tennis bracelet.
Oh no.
About 2 months ago. Yeah. So this is a bracelet that I wore 24/7, but mostly when I play. And then I broke it. And I've been looking for how do I replace this? How do I even define what that energy was I was feeling and why that became an important part of my mojo? Well, we're going to hear about that and much more today. Ulrika, great to have you.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Pat, for having me on your show today. I'm so delighted to be here.
Let's talk about the new game.
Yes.
Let's talk about the new game because I have never been one for goals the way they're used in today's world. I mean, I don't know what that is about me. You know, Linda says it's like, man, that I have the attention span of a gnat. So that could be it, but that's not true. But tell me about the new game and what you've discovered about it and why working with energy is the way to roll with this.
So if you know a little bit about me, and I know you do, but your listeners and viewers may not, but I used to be this hardcore businesswoman, you know, and just a long story short, in the business world, there are goals and things you need to hit on a very regular basis. And I'm generalizing here, but I realized when I was in this world that goals are not really for me either, just like you, Pat. What I have learned through the past couple of years, now moving myself from the business world in the way I used to show up there, which was really to drive myself and my team and my group and everything towards a goal.
Right.
And that I could see how that impacted people. I could definitely feel and notice it in myself, what that did to me. And now as I have evolved into a life of living in alignment with energy instead, it's such a complete difference. So the new game that we're talking about here and how success is going to be maybe even redefined as we move along and evolve as humans, and the business world too, is how well we as humans and individuals can align with our own natural energy and energy around us. And that might even be, I'm speculating here, it might even be the new game, the new playing field that we are going to play in eventually. So why not get on the bandwagon now and learn more about how to do that? And so that's why I'm so curious about this topic. And I certainly is practicing some of it myself today.
Well, I think part of this too is, you know, looking at what goals do and what they don't do. And I think the thing that I've discovered over time, and I'd love for you to weigh in on this, is that this idea of setting goals has been so misunderstood. Right. And what I mean by that is you set a goal and you work towards it, but maybe you don't hit it exactly the way you thought. And there's a whole adaptation and energy around it that has to do with the human psyche, where you get to the place where it's either I failed or I succeeded. I failed or I succeeded. And there's no emphasis at all about maybe what you've done, even if you haven't hit your goal. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yes. And in the world of working with energy, this is the way I see it, is there are really no failures or right ways of doing things, which is the opposite from what we have been driving towards when it comes to goals. Either you hit it or not, right? But this is something different. This is an unlimited way of realizing opportunities, simply. And it's all a learning experience. So it's a new way of thinking about how even businesses or us as individuals can succeed. And that definition of success. So yes, I agree with that.
How did you discover it? I want to talk a little bit about that. And what I mean by this is, you know, for me, I discovered it in a couple of really odd ways, right? What I discovered is, and early on, is I've always liked the idea of reaching towards something, right? You know, I can remember as young as I can remember and having an idea, right? Like, oh, this is a great idea. So I want to do something with this idea. Like even as a kid would have an idea. And my first idea had to do with comic book characters, right? So here was my idea, true confession. I don't think I've ever confessed this before. So what I would do is I was a comic book kid. Apparently that was a thing in the Bronx. And so I would get these comic books, but I would draw them. I would take the comic books, even though they were drawn, and I would redraw them, the characters, the different characters, because I would select a character persona at any given point as like a 6 or 7 year old kid that I wanted to project. Mm. So I would have this idea And what was involved in that wasn't so much, oh, let me sit down and draw a character. It was, how can I clearly lean in to the energy of it? Can you talk to that? Because I think we're so focused on goals that we miss the energy of what we're actually doing.
Yes, I think you hit it on the nail there. And what stuck out to me, what you said, is the word lean in. Because the leaning into an energy, a curiosity, an inspiration is really what we do when we align with our own energy. And we, in a way, we have to kind of be aware of our own energy first before we start to look out and about, right? So if we start there, the leaning in is so critical. And to be able to lean into an energy is that we need to be aware of it first. Because if we go back to the goal setting and so on, it's a goal that's external to us. It's set by even somebody else sometimes, right?
Yes.
And it's hard to lean into that because it's way out there and it's a goal somebody else set maybe. And even if you set your goals yourself, but the leaning in part is what makes the difference. And it's all about energy and acknowledging, is this something that I'm inspired about? Am I curious about it? And like in your example there, you got really into this comic book character and really wanted to become that, right? And you wanted to project that. There was something in you that spurred that curiosity and inspiration. And that is the same thing with energy. So that's a little clue on how to lean in to your own energy, is to look to, how do I feel? Am I inspired or am I ticked off?
Yeah.
By this?
And you look, this is it. One of the things you just said, am I inspired? So here's what I want to talk about when we come back. You know, my mama, who was from the South, right? My stepmom, rather, from the South, right? So I have an entire other side of my family. They're all from the South, and I mean deep South. I mean, you're talking about cities where grandma, grandpa, no bathroom, no stove, right? Every time we went to see them, yeah, this was it, right? Incredible time I spent. But here is the thing that I think is important about this. And what she used to say, Mama Doris would say, you know, girls, y'all need to really not focus so much on the perspiration. You're gonna work yourselves to death. You need to really focus on the inspiration. Now, was Mama the first energy expert I have ever known? When we come back, Ulrika's gonna answer that question. But what is it about goals that sucks the life, or could, by the way, I'm not saying we don't need something, but sucks the life out of your really cool dream? Let's take a short break, everybody. Ulrika Sullivan in the house. But I also want to tell you, we're going to talk about a couple of the bracelets she's created, because I need one and I need to get her help on this. We'll be right back.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Sanskrit is not just a language to be written and spoken, but it is a doorway to gaining understanding of how we experience life and truth. Conscious Confidence is a book written by Sanskrit scholar Sarah Main. The stories Sarah shares will take you on a journey of understanding how the power of this ancient language is not only still relevant, but can truly transform your everyday life. Drawing upon the deeper meanings behind the Sanskrit words for confidence, Sarah Main outlines principles for harnessing the fourfold energy of conscious confidence: focusing, uniting, simplifying, and energizing. Not just a book, a life guide. Available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Inner Traditions. You can find all of those links on consciousconfidence.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Work with energy instead of goals. Ulrika Sullivan is going to break this down for us today because we're getting ready to talk about goals. Do they burn people out? And what does that burnout feel like when you burn out from goals? What is the energy of that? Ulrika, before we do that, how do people find out more about you? How about your show? And I hope we are going to talk a little bit about the bracelets as well.
Yes, let's do that. So my show is airing on Mondays at 9:30 a.m. Pacific time, 12:30 Eastern. And it's my show is called New Light Living. See your life in a new light. And that's exactly what's happening within that show. And so many people today wants to learn new tools for how to relate to their life differently and really step into what they are wanting out of this life and what they desire. And the times we're living in now is asking us to do it differently. And that's what this show is about on Mondays.
Well, I got to ask you about something. If we can just, digress for a minute. You have a getaway day retreat coming up in May. And I was looking at that and I was just thinking to myself, probably if you asked Jessica, she'd say, yeah, she needs to get away for a day. But this is, as I was looking at this upcoming retreat and I was looking at the flyer and I was looking at what you're going to be doing here. Why is it important for us to allow ourselves to get away?
In today's world, we're just pushing ahead and we have all these goals, but I think we named it, it's a friend of mine that is putting on this retreat and we really felt, we really burned for this, to get away for a day and reboot. Reboot to get rejuvenated, get some new energy, fresh perspectives, and most importantly, self-care. Yeah. That's and anyone who feels that they really need to go on a getaway day retreat, that's who we have designed this for. And it's an opportunity. I think we all need that on a regular basis to step back, tune into our own energy, and feel that, fill up our cup.
Yeah. But part of this too, and I want to get to this because this is energy. I would love your take on this, right? So let me just see if I can do this. I'll do this in a minute. I'll get that in a minute. But what do you make of what I said about this bracelet. So I was given a bracelet from my friend Sunday, who came back from China about 2 years ago, and she brought me this beautiful bracelet. And apparently, I found out later, it was blessed by monks or so forth and so on. It had an intention. She gave it to me specifically to play, right? And so some strange event happened and the band popped and off the beads went. But there is something about the intention that was generated in this. And I also noticed that what you do too is you have an intentions reminder workshop. You talk about the energy of these bracelets. Can you talk about what it is that gets infused as we create something like a bracelet that can remind us of the energy of what we want here? Can you talk about that for a minute? Because there's got to be some sort of antidote. There's got to be something for the level of burnout we're experiencing.
Yes, and this is at the heart of working with intentions and energy rather than a physical goal that you can see. So what I, just as an example, you know, you can go out and buy any bracelet, but when you are setting an intention, which is a piece of energy, you are telling the universe that you are welcoming something different into your life, whatever it may be, right? An intention is something you want to welcome into your life. You're not saying how it's going to be done, where it's going to be done, or when it's going to be done, right? But you say, I would love to welcome this into my life. And that's pretty much it. But what you do with these bracelets that you actually, the workshop that I provide for free, if you purchase this little bead kit, because the bracelet is not put together, you actually
right.
go through a intention setting, infusing every bead with your intention, and then you wear it. Like, I have a bunch of them here. I have a lot of intentions. But you infuse that energy into a natural crystal or a wood bead. And then you, when you kind of need a little reminder, maybe you want to quit, or you maybe you want to go off on a tangent, and you maybe be frustrated that it doesn't happen the way you want it to be, because that's also the difference between intentions and energy and goals, is that you really want to push it to the way you want it to be. But the universe have much better plans than we ever humanly can figure out ourselves. So by wearing this bracelet, it really is a reminder of that original intention that you may have set. So that focuses your back to the original intention. And just to add on to your experience with that bracelet that popped, I have had the same experience with some of my bracelets. Sometimes it just falls off or breaks. And it is sometimes an indicator of something good. Because what I've noticed in hindsight in some situations is that my intention actually materialized, it manifested. And all of a sudden that bracelet just popped. Okay, so, you know, it's all about energy.
Well, I want to ask you about this because I am absolutely going to select one of these bracelets. But here's the thing I want to talk about. And I know Olivia was looking at these, and I think she's been putting up images about them. This is, for a lot of folks, it may be a new conversation about what does it mean to look at energy as opposed to goals, right? And the idea of making a bracelet, we'll talk about that when we come back from break. We'll talk about the energy of things, right? But why do you think it is we burn out from goal setting?
my personal experience of burnout is just one of that of goals as well. And for me, what I learned is that when we are doing things and when we're not aligned with that energy, when we're not aligned with of the goal itself, we are going to work against our own energy all the way through. So that's why we feel it's either resistance sometimes, it feels like friction, we drag ourselves to our first meeting on Monday mornings, things like that.
Right.
That is a sign that you're working against your own natural energy flow. So the trick here is to learn how to align yourself with your own natural energy flow with intentions instead of goals in some respect. But when you feel that restriction and friction, that's a sign that you're working against your own energy flow. And I think that's the simplest way I can bring it out there right now.
I love that you're talking about it like that, because I think about a couple of things, right? I worked in a corporate job. I worked in two different corporate jobs, but I remember that I worked for what was once known as the telephone company. I don't even think we use that word anymore, but I worked for the phone company and I worked for the Bell Labs arm of the phone company. And I watched what happened with this incredible research facility, right? After divestiture. So the organization went from being the world's premier basic research organization. And what I mean by that is, this is the place where Arno Penzias and Wilson discovered the Big Bang and Big Bang Theory. You know, this is a gentleman that I got to have bagels with on a Friday, right? And so this was the time where people could gather, where it didn't matter if you were in the mailroom like I was or a clerk like I was, and he was Mr. Big Bang, which I didn't even know. There was an energy in that culture that was so important, especially in shaping and cultivating me as a business person and who I am today. And then divestiture changed it. And we went from this expansive energy of intention and exploration and ideas to meeting goals and deadlines. And, you know, what happened to the phone company? It doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. Why? Because there was something that couldn't contain the energy of creativity. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about that energy of creativity and Ulrika and what she's done with this. Also, the upcoming workshop, I believe it's on March 24th. And we're going to hear about how we can create the energy around what our vision is and have the energy infused in a very special and beautiful way. And when we come back, I want to make sure you look at the website. We'll tell you where to go. But Ulrika's going to talk to us about how does this energy approach help us shine brightly, even if, in fact, we don't meet a particular goal as prescribed by somebody else. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at jenniferbloom.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Join Angie Corbett-Kuiper on her hit show, Beyond Grief Radio, redefining loss and grief as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that creating anything is possible, even in death. Tune in every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit AngieCorbettKuiper.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's Dr. Pat. Hey, look, I love this part of my life. I get to talk to some of the most incredible people. Orica Sullivan is one of our fantastic hosts. And what we're talking about today is so important. It's how to work with energy instead of goals. And she and I were just talking during the break, and I'm pretty sure that Olivia and Zach have recorded it because that's what we do. We do have recordings of our breaks. But one of the things I asked her about is, look, you know, how do I cultivate an energy that, first of all, will allow me to shine in the world? Because starting this month, March forward, you know, my plate and what I'm creating is going to be very, very busy. You know, for the first time in about 5 years, I will be out in public a lot. And not that I haven't been in public, but we've been building something here. Things are going to change because things are getting done and built. So I was asking you, Orica, about how do we infuse this energy? And we started to talk about the bracelets and the upcoming workshop. And I would love for you to just share a little bit about what you've created, because you see, this is interesting. We're not just going to buy a bracelet. We're going to buy a kit and we're going to work with you to infuse the energy we want in it. Did I get that right?
Yes, that's right. So
tell
this
us about that.
Yeah. So you will, purchase this workshop kit, but that's not it, right? You can purchase whatever you want from somewhere else, but this is an experience. And how it works, it is that you will, with me, go through a process of setting intentions and infusing your energy into that bracelet. And it, since I use natural materials, each natural materials, crystals, wood, they have a natural vibration. They have a natural energy to them. So they receive your intention. And as you wear this, Pat, as you go through, and I'll walk you through step by step in this workshop on how to do it. We also use some really powerful Kundalini mantras, because that is really an amplifier of, you get a kickstart to all your new intentions that you may have. If you have multiple bracelets, you can put multiple intentions in motion. So that's what we do within this workshop. And off you go after that. So that's in short what this workshop is all about.
When I think about that, and this is really gets us back to what we're talking about, is, you know, this takes us to a different place because we're infusing energy, right? Let's talk about what that really means. When we say we're infusing energy, folks have now become familiar with the common use of the word energy. And, you know, I always give Dr. Oz credit for this because he made a blanket statement one day about energy medicine. And people all of a sudden started to find out about that. But for folks like you and others, this has been the world you live in. What is your description of energy, and how is working with energy different from goals?
So in my coaching practice, I teach others how to work with their own energy and amplify their own energy, because a lot of people that come to me are either frustrated or they're at the fork in their life. And your energy is at that point a little bit in upheaval. So it's all about bringing your energy back to balance so that you actually can step into your true power and shine. And what I mean then, and this is not like some kind of easy button you press, right? This is a, I don't like the word holistic sometimes because it's very misused in a way, but it is about addressing both your physical, your mental, your emotional, your spiritual energy, because it's all about energy in all of these different aspects, and harmonizing. And sometimes it has to do with physical energy. And that's where we work with chakras, for example, the energy centers in the body. And just for someone who is off in their connection with their body and mind, for example, it might start with aligning your energy and your body so that you actually can come back to your body and so on. But it depends, right? But when I think about working with energy, it's really to elevate your own vibration. And what that means is your aura, your how you show up, what you're thinking about yourself, how you take care of yourself, how you're, because think about this, every thought that we have is energy. Every single thought we have. So if we think about, okay, if I spend a lot of time of my workday, let's say frustrated, that is energy. And that's a lower vibration of energy being frustrated than being inspired, for example. So that might be an example, but it's a holistic way to really step into your own power and shine. And it cannot be just, you know, addressed with one thing.
Yeah, no, right. Because, you know, for the most part, what we're really looking at is, you know, we're looking at energy, which doesn't really have boundaries around it, right? And the other thing about it is that what I love about discovering energy for oneself is we have not yet fully realized that not only can we instruct our energy field, but we can manage it, we can infuse it, we can create it, we can demolish it, yeah. But we are sort of the players in this. And I think that's worth talking about because it is the sense of empowerment which we have not yet mastered.
Correct. Yes, you're so true. And we don't realize we are the masters of our own energy, really. And I'm thinking also about people that come home or live our life feeling drained, for example. And it is really an unawareness of how you can manage your own energy and keep it rather than giving it all away and feel drained.
I know.
So that's part of of what I teach as well, that so many people are feeling just tired and they don't know why.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
What was it about you though? I mean, I think what I've learned here in about 16 years is every person that brings their gift into the world has a story. And I know that for me, I learned about energy through, an illness, a really serious one. And I had to learn about that because nothing else was working. And I discovered that that was really on me in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. But how did you discover energy, and how did that get you to start working with it?
So I think I always have had this sense of that energy is something that is not physical.
Yeah.
So I think from young age, I realized that. But when it really became evident to me was through my work. And since that has always been a very much of a focus for me, career, it's just the way I'm wired.
Yeah.
It really showed me a life lesson by giving away my energy day after day. And I think in simple words, and long story short, again, is that I realized that I think what really made me realize is that if I do something differently, that actually amplifies my energy rather than, like today, I prefer to go to a yoga class or even sit in meditation for 20 minutes.
Right.
That amplifies my energy. A couple of years ago, I may have had a glass of wine instead because that didn't help, right? That just made my energy go further down. So it is to find those remedies, if you will, either internal, like meditation does for me, it really ups my energy, or external energies, such as choosing a amplifier activity rather than going down the rabbit hole. So I think for me, it was really discovering what worked for me and what not.
Yeah.
And that's different for everyone. But there are some tried and true practices such as meditation, yoga, energy healing, things like that, that really allow somebody's energy to be amplified and opened up in a different way.
Yeah. And I think that this is part of why we're talking about it today. You know, every day I'm getting a new astrological update. On, for example, now we've got, 6 or 7 planets all, doing something with Capricorn. And, I look at that and I get asked all the time by the people that know me, because I have 4 planets in Capricorn. 1 is my moon, but my sun sign is Sagittarius. So people ask me, how am I doing with this split Sagittarius and Capricorn? And, I never really paid a lot of attention to it. But what I'm really mindful about today is the energy that I'm experiencing. Now, how does that fit with astrology or numerology or tarot? I leave that up for people that are experts in the field. But here is what I'm acutely aware of today, and I would love for you to chime in on this, is the energy that I carry forward will either contribute to a greater success or not. And that's hard to quantify for people, right?
Yes.
But it is so now the truth for me. And it shows up in very, very, what should I say? Interesting, sometimes not quite tangible ways. But I now know that if I am not in the place energetically that I need to be, especially when I think about what we're doing with the network, we're going to go from 2 channels to 10. If I am in an energetic place of lack or fear, I do believe that's going to have an impact. How do we help others understand this? And perhaps you can explain it better than I just did.
So how do we help others kind of
understand and embrace this in their everyday lives?
Yeah. I feel that awareness is the first step.
Yeah.
Like wanting to relate to your life or even a small part of your life in a different way. It's the willingness to do so and opening up. But for many, it's kind of intangible, right? Since energy, you can't touch it. And we're so, trained to be seeing things. We need evidence. We need it on a piece of paper. But it really starts with just opening up and allowing something new to enter your energy field. And
you mean seeing it in a new light?
Seeing it in a new light, yes. Yes. But I should say also that there are some, tangible ways you can practice this. And that's what I teach in my show.
Yeah.
Because that's sometimes the entryway to build your own practice around energy is to just kind of do something tried and true.
Right.
And feel the difference. But I think we really can help other people by being a inspirational example ourselves. And by showing up in a high vibration and aligning ourselves with energy that we feel inspired to embrace, that shows others that it's possible. But it's an internal journey, right?
Yeah.
So for anyone that is at a fork in your life right now, take a step back and allow yourself, maybe something can come out in from left field, and notice that, embrace it, and see what it does to you.
Yeah. It's funny we're talking about this. I rarely wear bracelets to the office. And the reason I do that, to the studio is because if I have like shows like I do today, especially if I'm wearing a bracelet, I will sometimes, animate myself and you will hear me either jingle or I will hit the bracelet up against something. But today I pulled a bracelet from the drawer and it's interesting. The bracelet I'm wearing has got to be basically, and it's very simple in design, but I had to have gotten it like in 1984 or something like that. And it was really interesting to me that that bracelet out of every other piece of jewelry I had would be the one that I would choose to put on. What is it about the energy that gets infused into to the material objects we own that is here to also remind us of something?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's so true that it doesn't have to be a bracelet. It can be a personal object that you infuse with this intention or even a memory of somebody that stood for something positive that you may want to embody. And that reminder is so key because that's often where we fall off the bandwagon and grasp for something else. The reminder is the physical object. So that's the connection between the energy and the physical object that makes the miracle happen, keeps you going, keeps you, on your path. So that's it. But the bracelets and physical objects are just one tool that you can use to keep aligning yourself with intentions you want to set or that you want to see manifest in your life. But I think overall, it's the self-awareness that brings the energy work out in the world that people can start. It needs to start with an open door in your heart. And that's the first step in energy work, on working with energy instead of goals, for sure.
Well, I mean, part of this too is, and I know this hour has gone by so quickly, part of this too is getting reminders on a regular basis. And that really leads me to talk with you a little bit about your show, because your show, and also folks should know how they can listen to your show, right? But also how they can get, you know, past, get the podcast of it. But this is something you do in your radio show. Tell us about that, your podcast.
Yeah, so my show is really, I set an intention when I started the show. And that is really to bring your dreams and desires into reality. And the bridge there in between is, it could be the intention, it could be the yoga practice that you get inspired to
yeah.
start. Because it comes with, you know, when it comes to energy and realizing your desires, it's just not going to happen like that.
Right.
Right? But there are steps that you can take in the real world
right.
differently. And those real world tools I teach you in my show. And it's not the goal setting where you need, you know, 1 to 10, do this. It is a show that allows you to explore self-awareness, really go into the deeps of what matters to you and bring it out in your real world and align yourself with your individual energy. So, and then it becomes so much easier.
Yeah, it does.
That's what we do every week in New Light Living podcast and radio show. So yeah, come and listen.
Yeah. And you know, this too also is a reminder about what you're also doing to help people to create their own energy field, especially with, you know, the bracelet kit. I mean, we need as many tools around this until we really start to feel this in a natural way, that we are really the masters of our own energy field. Ulrika, thank you so much for today. Thank you for joining me. Last question, what's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today?
My personal message today would be allow yourself to get curious. Allow yourself to get inspired. And if you don't feel inspired right now, take a step back.
Yeah.
And open up that door. Because that is really the key to coming back to yourself, returning to yourself and your true self. So that's what's coming in for me today.
I love
an important message.
It is a very important message. Please give out your website one more time.
Please visit newlightliving.com and you'll find everything there. The podcast, the shop, go to the shop tab and find the bracelets there and scroll down and you see the workshop. Yeah. And come visit me at newlightliving.com.
I love it. Ulrika Sullivan, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. We're not done chatting about energy. We're going to take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
I'm